Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord. May they rest in peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Have mercy on me, have pity on me, at least you, my friends. I read that today in Matins, one of the readings in Matins, and it did strike me. That is the poor souls crying out to their friends on earth to help them. Did you ever think, oftentimes we don't, we know this truth, but don't often think about it, that it's a duty to relieve the suffering souls in purgatory, not just some pious act or a recommendation of the Holy Mother Church, but a duty for which one day we will all be judged. And if we have neglected them, then we will have to answer as well in the fires of purgatory. It is a duty of charity, for starters, the love of the poor souls. These souls depend upon us. That's an interesting thought, too. They can't help themselves, not one bit. They've already had their time to merit. They've had their time to gain their place in heaven, but they didn't die perfectly. Their soul still had some sin on it or some temporal punishment due to it, and now they are forced to stay in purgatory until someone else remembers to help them. And what a sad thought it is today that so many souls out there that have lost the faith because of Vatican II and Protestantism and everything else, that's very few people believe in purgatory, and that among those that do believe in it, so few will actually pray for them as much as they should. Yesterday in the Gospel for All Saints Day, we read the one beatitude. I think it's one of the most beautiful. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. In other words, in this life, if we show mercy to others, then God will show us mercy on Judgment Day. That's how that beatitude works. And I think, at least in a certain degree, we can apply that same beatitude to the poor souls in purgatory. That if we show them mercy, we remember to pray for them and gain indulgences for them, well then, when our time comes, should we not be perfect when we die and we have to go to purgatory, then God will show us mercy. People will remember to pray for us, and we will not be left there. On the other hand, if we are neglectful in praying for the poor souls, then most often what happens is that when we are in purgatory, we're forgotten about as well. Prayer for the souls. It's very beneficial. There's a story I wanted to tell. I told it in St. Gertrude's not long ago. A story of a religious. He was very devoted to the poor souls and wanted every day to gain as many indulgences as he possibly could. And so he had this rosary blessed specially with many different indulgences, something like when the bishop comes, he gives special blessing to your rosaries, because he can add many indulgences that a simple priest such as myself could not give. In any case, he had one of those rosaries, and it had attached to it many blessed medals. And he prayed it every day for the poor souls to gain as many indulgences as he could. Well, one day, he lost it, and he couldn't find it anywhere. It was time to pray the rosary, and he looked everywhere, and he couldn't find that rosary. And then, finally, he gave up and resigned himself to the fact that he'll just say ordinary prayers, Our Fathers and Hail Marys and whatnot. And as he was praying, he heard a noise like rattling beads in the ceiling. And then he looked up and he saw his rosary being held by invisible hands, being lowered, and then finally just dropped at his feet. And he said that was the poor souls in purgatory, and that was their way of showing him the power of the rosary and how much good it had been doing for them. And there was another religious, a woman, who prayed the rosary for the poor souls, and oftentimes the poor souls would be permitted to come and visit her. Sometimes they even said that the poor souls would stop her on the way into church and ask her for prayers. And other people could see these poor souls as well. And then other times, the poor souls would surround her bed in the morning and just wait for her to wake up so that then they could ask again for more prayers and they would vanish. But whenever she said the rosary, and a poor soul saw her doing that, they would stop and they would take her hand and kiss it to show the veneration for that hand that held the rosary, which is the instrument of their deliverance. So we see the power of the rosary and how much the poor souls love it when we remember them in the Holy Rosary. But also sacrifices, even the smallest, are very beneficial and helpful for them, for the poor souls. There's a story of another religious, a woman, that she had just heard about a friend that she had in the world who had died. And this religious nun, first of all, she was in the convent, she was very pious, observed the rule quite well, and like St. Thérèse of Lisieux, she didn't do anything spectacular. She just followed the rule and said her prayers as well as she could. Well, this nun lost her friend to death, and from that time that she received the news of her death, she made it her duty to pray and to sacrifice for the soul of her friend. And one night it says that she was very thirsty, and the rule of the convent allowed her to take a drink of water at a certain time. And so she went in and she filled her glass up with water. And all of a sudden, the thought of her friend came into mind. It was a grace. The thought of her friend came to mind, and so she refused herself that single glass of water, and she poured it out and made the sacrifice to God to show and asked God to show mercy to that departed friend. And it kind of reminds you back to the Old Testament, King David. Remember when King David was fighting and his army with him, and they were trapped in a place where there was no water around. And he mentioned in passing how he longed for the water from the cisterns of Bethlehem. One of his soldiers heard about it. They went and got him some and brought it back. But then instead of refreshing himself, that drink of water, he poured it out. And sacred scripture tells us that this act was one of the most pleasing acts to Almighty God, because it was a little sacrifice, but very pleasing. And so also God was so pleased with this nun's sacrifice of pouring her water out and offering it up for her friend, that he allowed the soul of her friend to come back and appear to her. And she thanked the holy nun. And it was made known that those few drops of water which she denied herself were changed into a refreshing bath that lessened the heat of purgatory's fires. And so I think the lesson is this, that we many times remember the poor souls, but not enough. Think about them in your little sacrifices, your extra things that you do. Maybe you say an extra decade of the rosary instead of 5 decades. Maybe sometimes you'll do 6 in a day. Maybe you'll offer up eating the extra piece of candy. You can always do extra sacrifices. But always remember them too in those sacrifices that you don't choose, but that God chooses for you. Remember them. So when you're tempted to speak sharply, don't just bite your tongue and try not to speak sharply, but remember the next step. Offer that up for the poor souls. Or when you're tempted to hold a grudge, offer that up for the poor souls and try to be as nice as you can to your enemy. When you have temptations to impatience, the same. Offer it for the poor souls, how much they need it. Or when you're sad because of the weather or whatnot, offer that up as well. The duties of your state in life, do as cheerfully as you can and as well as you can, and offer it all up for the poor souls in purgatory. And in these ways, you can make friends with the poor souls in almost every moment of the day. You'll be praying for them, releasing soul after soul after soul. And when those souls fly to heaven, I always tell you this in sermons, when those souls fly back to heaven, then you've got a benefactor in heaven before the throne of God who remembers that you are the one that set him free, and that for all eternity, or at least as long as you are here on earth, that soul will be praying before the throne of God for you and for your needs, so that you too one day might have the beatific vision. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.